This is Tim Hamrich with your Market Line report for Thursday, December 12th. Grain markets down sharply on Wednesday following Tuesday's report and the announcement of the USMCA agreement. Here is Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic.
USDA did cut its projection for U.S. wheat ending stocks. What they did here is they increased the export projection by 25 million bushels. That's probably warranted. We've got a good export program going in wheat. And they cut the import projection by 15 million bushels. So that knocks your carryout estimate for U.S. wheat down to 974 million. That would be the lightest in 5 years if realized. Your global wheat carryout estimate increased by a very small amount, less than 1 percentage point versus last month. Wheat futures, again, or the wheat market, at least, again, a positive report yesterday, at least on the U.S. side. Now, on the global side, you look at the situation there, and it's as bearish as ever. I mean, you've got the biggest global carryout that we've seen ever, basically dating back to at least the late 80s at the chart I'm looking at, and the highest stocks-to-use ratio dating back to that same period.
Cattle faring much better today, with February live cattle posting modest gains of 40 cents at the time of this report to 124.97 and a half, and feeders continue to make gains, currently up over a dollar to 142.67 and a half. Class 3 milk futures were down 27 cents to 18.13. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Marketline Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.